Welcome to Go Home Heat, a wrestling podcast. I am here with New Japan Jared, the Go Home Heat Kid Ray, myself KP, and we are going to mow through all things not sports entertainment. We are going to start with AEW Dark. I was the only one who watched this, I believe, so I will mow through this quickly. Guevara versus Matt Sells. Of course he does. He's a wrestler. Guevara with the knee strike, GTS, Sammy Wynn. Good stuff. Cody's on commentary this whole time with Schifani, and they are great together.
Oh, yeah.
And Cody is a revelation on commentary, the wealth of knowledge he has over all things pro wrestling. And Schifani's awesome.
Takes after his dad, who
absolutely
also did commentary with Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean Spears versus Sean Dean. And in the Battle of the Deans, we get the Death Valley Driver in the 1-2-3. Darby Allin versus Preston Vance. Darby is going to be a fun watch over the next few years because he's small enough that everybody he wrestles can give him trouble. But the fact that he absorbs punishment and is able to continue, it almost
goes for it.
It's almost his thing. You know, it's like a skinny version of Mankind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a weird way, a skinny, fast version
absolutely
of Mankind. Okay, and so he wins with a coffin drop, which is cool because he hadn't won with a coffin drop. It was the last time he had a different, he had a new submission style
supper
hold. Right. And Mox versus Fabu Andre, which I'm not sure if I said that right. I'm 100% sure I probably didn't. He had a God style power driver, which led into an STF tap out. Hagar attacked him afterwards. He could have finished him. Go ahead.
The Gotch-style pile driver, like Suzuki does.
Yes.
Mox is learning from his time in Japan.
Well, and then he went with the ultimate catch-as-catch-can wrestler move.
Yes.
The John Cena.
The STFU.
Yes. Yeah. And it was cool, John let it go on. It was probably a three-minute match, but he let it go on a little longer than he had to. The world champs on Dark, Cody played that up of what a treat it was, but the point of it was Hagar jumped him after.
Yeah.
Put him to sleep, stood up, reached down, slapped him to wake him up, and walked away. And Cody pointed out that he slapped him to wake him up to let him know, I can put you to sleep anytime I want. And then John crawls and tackles the ref, not knowing where he is. Again, attention to detail, right? And then you have Cody, they cut to commercial, you know, the world champ's going to talk at the next thing. Cody, he does everything. Quick, painless episode of Dark. And I would almost recommend, if you're bored, dude, check out Dark. It's nice and easy. It's painless. You know, if you got stuff you got to do, I get that too. But it's easy. Go ahead.
I do enjoy how they're featuring more independent talent on the recent shows. I think that's nice.
That's true too. And
in this troubling time.
Well, the guys need work, right?
Absolutely.
The guys need work, and they're giving them a little bit of work. Also, you're having scenarios where we're getting big stars on there.
Yeah, dude, Mox was on there.
Mox and Darby are as big as the company's got, and they're wrestling these matches on Dark, which I like that because it's funny too how people are, because if Aleister Black is on that show they have online only.
Main event.
Yeah. Everybody goes, hey, just loses their mouth. How could they bury him like that? Then you had your world champs on Dark and it's fine, right? But, or it's actually, I just love the fact, you know, I'll take that because I grew up in a time when every wrestling show was jobber versus main event guy until you got to the pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't mind that at all. And like you said, they're allowing people to get paychecks that don't normally get them, and they're allowing us to see guys perform that wouldn't necessarily, because if a guy gets to your studio right now and you're taping, tape him in two or three matches because you might have to use him over the next month. You know, he may have to stay home again next time he leaves for a while. Okay, TNA. I don't know how much longer TNA is going to have. I don't know what they're going to do if this lasts.
I don't know how much they have taped.
Because we got to be running low, right?
Yeah, and they had a pay-per-view coming up. That's not
right. I don't know what they're going to do, but we don't have to worry about that today. We'll Philly D. We'll worry about that tomorrow. If you've seen Gone with the Wind, you're old like me. Hernandez defeats Chase Stevens.
I've seen Gone with the Wind.
You've seen Gone with the Wind?
I don't really remember it a whole lot, but I've seen it.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Hernandez defeats Chase Stevens.
Yes.
What'd you think? Hernandez is a big boy.
Big boy.
Yeah, he's good too. He's good. Swinger and Kid Cash versus Suicide and Manic.
Who is TJP.
TJP.
Do not know who Suicide was.
You like that match?
Yeah. Watching TJP's always a treat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like the mask duo. It's good stuff. Steiner Uncensored.
Came out swinging, huh?
Steiner, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Ooh. I'll let you do that.
No, I don't know.
That's fair. I do enjoy that they, on Impact, they just showed the full Steiner Math promo.
Absolutely.
My mom walked in to talk to me, and I just started mouthing the words because I know it that well.
Yeah.
She just gave me this look, and I was like, come on, Mom.
Was she?
Steiner Math.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone should know it. Raven's Clockwork Orange. That was good. That was good. Did you like that?
Mm. Yes. Sorry. I was taking a sip.
Madman Fulton versus Rhino. Winds up being a DQ. These guys are brutal.
Yeah.
I do like that, too. We're getting into the more fun stuff, though, now. Josh Alexander versus Eddie Edwards. He gets the cheat win. And then they jump Eddie. And Tessa comes out because Tessa is a determined competitor. She will not have
foolishness, shenanigans.
Not on her show, buddy. Not on her show. What'd you think about that?
Malarkey.
I can watch Alexander wrestle all day.
Absolutely. It was a great little match.
Kylie Rae versus Cassandra Golden.
Shout out to Kylie Rae.
Yep. It's and Rae signed a long-term contract, and people were mad about that.
Why?
I don't know. They want her on AEW. That's why. They want her on AEW.
But she's perfect for Impact.
Correct.
She's literally like tailor-made for Impact.
Correct. Absolutely. She's got the bubbliness. You know what? I think part of it is too, though. Remember how Cody kind of did a shoot where he said she's really bubbly? Not like. And then, well, I don't know if even, maybe everybody else put in the not like.
Yeah.
And he had to go, look, I like Bailey. You know what I mean? But if you don't know, there's a Bailey used to be a character on WWE before she went heel, where she was overly bubbly, and Cody said this thing in a press conference, and everybody got mad. And so I think maybe people were hoping, because now she was one of the first things associated with this new product.
Yeah.
And then she, like, one night only and was out of there.
I still feel like the original plan for AEW is to have her as world champ. For the women's division. I still feel like that.
She's very good, and they've never replaced that.
No. I mean they have.
And that's where
they got talent, but I just feel like Kylie Rae was the person that they were gunning to be face of the women's division for a little bit. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree at all.
Cuz I feel like she had something going on with Nyla at the beginning, right?
Right.
And that ended up being with Riho instead of Kylie, but I still feel like that was the overall direction was still it was going to be her against Nyla.
That may have been a better, if it had happened.
Yeah.
Because Kylie's just a little bit bigger, a little bit, you know.
I know that second, the one they had on just like an episode of Dynamite with Riho versus Nyla was great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that first match probably would have been a little bit better.
All right, correct. Now, Kid Cash versus Moose in a squash match. Moose goes over. What you think?
Moose goes over. Yeah.
Moose needs to keep going over.
Moose needs to keep going over.
Jimmy Jacobs is going to interview AC Romero and Larry D, which is about 975 pounds of tag team.
Big
hefty,
boys.
Hefty. They should be good, too.
Big.
Because Ace is willing to, I don't know if athletic's the right word, but he will do flip things. He will jump.
Good lucha things, one might say.
Yes, he will try lucha things. And they will not be aesthetically pleasing, but you feel bad for whomever he lands on.
Yes. I would not want to take that bump.
Yeah. Okay, Sammy Callahan talks. He gave the standard, I'm here to... Sammy's good. Yeah, absolutely. But they wound up having a dreamer match, and that was kind of all over the place.
It was a dreamer match.
Right.
Old school rules.
Is that what they're calling dreamer matches? Just old school rules?
Yeah, I think so.
I wish they would just cut to the chase and call it
no DQ.
A dreamer match. Right. Like, literally, every time Tommy Dreamer walks through the curtain, you shouldn't have to define anything. You know, okay, all the rules have gone out the window.
That dude's going to get a stapler out.
Yes, this is, well, this is the only kind of match he can. Look, I like Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah.
And I love listening to Tommy talk wrestling. Tommy probably loves wrestling more than anybody. But this is only a couple things he can do if it doesn't have a stapler or a kendo stick. Or so let's just not act like we're going to get
a regular match. We're not going to get a catch
can. No, just go ahead and call it a Dreamer match and maybe even come up with a Dreamer title belt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and you obviously don't let him win it.
No. He can be the inaugural champion just because his name's on
well,
it.
Well, without a match.
Without a match.
And have him lose the first match, his first title defense. The Dreamer belt. Okay, then Rhino jumps in, OVE jumps in, as OVE takes over. OVE thinks that we're getting a reunion right here.
Yeah.
And they don't.
They don't. Sammy disappears.
And Madman's upset.
He's real upset.
Yep. I feel like this was good. Good. And I don't want Sammy with them right now.
No.
The lone wolf thing is fine with me.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting for them, too.
Sue Young is next.
Sue Young.
And everybody's afraid of her.
Susie.
Little Susie.
Well, specifically, it's the Susie version of Sue Young.
Correct. Now, hold on, because I want to just go quickly. If you don't remember a thing called hair metal, there was a band at one time called Tesla. One of their first hits off Mechanical Resonance was Little Susie. And if you like Little Susie, and we're talking music, I will immediately look at you differently because I like that track. And if you mention to me Little Susie, I'll go, oh, okay, this guy might know what he's talking about. So look into that. Little Susie's on the up. All right. Now, Susie scares the snot out of everybody.
The Deaners specifically.
Yeah, nobody wants to mess with Susie.
Deaner's been having a rough go at it recently, huh?
Especially where women are concerned.
They're getting canceled.
You know what, though? From what I can tell by looking at the Deaners, I would imagine awkwardness with ladies probably, it didn't start 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I would think that it's been their whole life. They've had trouble.
Yes.
Depending on where they're, you know, unless it's cattle or something. Okay, Cody. Okay.
No, we need to talk about Susie.
Go ahead. Go.
Susie remembers who she is this time, mm-hmm. which is weird. Because last time she had no idea when she stopped being undead.
Right.
Like she was alive.
It was like she had amnesia.
She didn't know what was going on. This time she knew, and then she was like, well, no, I remember this time, and I used to stab people, and that's bad. And she did a little X with her fingers, which was really great.
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going to happen with that, but I don't know. I love Susie. I love Sue Young. I'm cool with that. I love Rosemary.
They can go anywhere they want.
Absolutely.
With this. She could totally wrestle Kylie Rae-ish. Or she can do that somewhat and then kind of have little flashbacks and stab people and do things. And
just good, just a good time now that James Mitchell is in heaven.
In heaven.
I guess.
Looking to come back at some point.
Probably.
I'm sure. Tessa Blanchard versus Paige. Again, they really know that the North can wrestle, and they just figure out ways to get them wrestling on every show. And this was a good one. Tessa winds up winning.
They're workhorses.
Egan attacks. Eddie helps. What'd you think about all that?
Oh, it was pretty good.
What'd you think about the episode in general?
Pretty good. Painless. A good time.
Good time. Now let's get to the main event of the evening, huh? Dynamite! Okay. Cody and Tony again on commentary. We just talked about earlier how he is a revelation on commentary. We love it. Chuck Taylor versus Kenny. Kenny wins with the V-trigger, one-winged angle. What did you think?
It was Trent. Yeah.
Why did I write Chuck Taylor? Chuck Taylor was with him.
I've seen a Chuck Taylor Kenny match.
My bad. Yeah, it was Trent. What did you think about this?
Oh, this match is awesome. Those dudes are great.
Mm-hmm.
Trent's just a fantastic worker.
He is in it. I almost want more for him.
I feel that.
I don't know that he'll ever...
With the tag team... Maybe not. I mean, Chucky T and Trent are a fantastic tag team. Very fun. Always great to watch, especially with Orange Cassidy.
Right.
But man, the tag team division is really stacked.
It is, but it feels like... I mean, your tag champs are Paige and Omega, right? Yes. And you got the Bucks. And so they dominate that tag team division a little bit. And I feel like everybody else feels about when Seth Rollins is the tag team champ with random said person on the side. I feel like I'm almost there with this too. It's time for Kenny and I get we've used this division in this championship to tell the story of one of the top two factions in this company and the founding faction of the company. So I get that this is important that we've gotten here. We've gotten here now. Let's let Kenny go be Kenny. Let's let Hangman be whatever he's going to be. And let's get the Lucha Brothers and the Best Friends and Pride and Powerful into this. Because there's a story to be told with the Pride and Powerful and the Bucks. To me is more to me is more intriguing in tag team wrestling than say this inner skirmish between them. But that's just me, and plus I'm kind of a mark in some ways on other stuff. Go ahead.
We all are. Having passion for something is good.
But watching this, I want to see Kenny wrestle 15 to 20 minutes by himself.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't want to see him do half a match. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel about like tag team matches in general, and most of the time where I'm just like, man, I kind of wish I was just watching these guys wrestle singles matches.
Well, and that's the beauty of what we got with Trent too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is every time you see go back to the Impact. Whenever you see Alexander or Paige wrestle or Trent wrestle, you go, man, these guys are. This is a off topic, but last night Jimmy Uso was in a match with a singles match. And when it was over, I thought, dude, Jimmy Uso could be a star.
Oh, absolutely.
If you give him a chance. Kids got it. I don't know what it is, but I don't think anybody else knows what it is, right? But there are certain people you look at and you go, I don't know why, but that guy's a star. You know what I mean? And there's an old story of Billy Idol. If you're really old, this guy named Billy Idol used to be a singer. And he was trying out for a punk band. And the guy who was putting it together, I believe, owned a porn shop. And putting together a punk band with a porn shop in the 70s is how London town, right? And the guy he's up against is more talented than him musically. And the guy winds up going to the guy who picks Billy Idol over him. And he goes, well, why? I don't understand. I'm a better musician. He goes, yeah, but you don't have it, kid. I don't know what it is. That guy's got it. Billy Idol's got it. I don't know what it is, but he's got it, and you don't. And he was right.
He was right.
Right. Billy Idol. Yeah, he went off and left and became this pop star. Okay, I digress. Jericho Hardy video is next, and then we get Hikaru Shida.
Hey, you got it right.
On the second try.
Hikaru Shida versus Anna Jay?
Anna.
That was close enough to what her name was.
Okay, Shida wins on a suplex knee strike.
I like that other girl.
Falcon Arrow. I like this a lot more than some of what I've seen from Hikaru.
Yeah, absolutely.
She seems to... I think she'd be a lot better dialing down her strikes, and I think the switch to a Falcon Arrow finish was for the best.
I think so,
She should just do the submissions and ground mat stuff, because... unless she learns how to strike, striking isn't for her.
Man, it's sometimes her strikes are just not very good. And if your build is a striker,
And they do. They ran a whole segment on her being a striker.
Some of them looked good.
Right.
But that's.
I think, too, you have to be comfortable with somebody to be a striker. Like, think about it. You'll watch guys.
You'll watch wrestling. Shinsuke.
Well, you know who's a really bad striker most of the time? Mm-hmm. And this is a different company, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Last night he was punching Kevin Owens in the mouth. They've worked all over the world together. Yeah. So they're comfortable enough with each other, they go ahead and do it. And
with Shinsuke and Daniel, I don't know if Shinsuke and Daniel Bryan have wrestled a lot over the world. They probably have. I imagine Shinsuke's
been I imagine Shinsuke's
been in Ring of Honor for some times, but Shinsuke, that was the first time I've seen him like laying some leather on his kicks.
In a while.
I think it's because Shinsuke kind of knows this guy absolutely knocks people out.
Let's get back to AEW though. I'm sorry I took us off course.
But no, it's a valid point. Being comfortable with someone,
and it kind of goes back to what we're talking about. How there's not house shows, especially now, but even before, there's not house shows. There's not like a system where they're working together a whole bunch, and so as time goes on, these things will probably progress. It just feels like it's progressing at a little slower rate than it was before. Now, did you notice somewhere in here Cody shooting on Hangman, Ray?
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, he said...
You ready?
He said, get a book, when he was sponsoring the JR. Get a book from the last real cowboy in wrestling.
Oh, man.
Completely disregarding both Hangman Page and his own brother.
And his own brother.
The last real cowboy in pro wrestling, JR.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, he shoots, he scores.
Hangman Page, you know he was listening.
Yeah, they had a Mox...
And also dissing his brother.
Yes.
Dustin's like, he's wiping his face paint off. He's like, if Cody gets jumped, you know what? He's on his own.
He's on his own tonight. Mox Hagar package. Mox defense title. Empty arena. No holds barred match coming up, which we're all fired up about.
Yeah, I mean, that's for just like an in-between pay-per-view main event thing to look forward to. It's fine. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Jake Archer thing where Jake talks a little bit. And Archer... What happened here? He wrestles Marco Stunt, right?
Oh, man. He launched Marco.
Which is, I was a little deflated when it was Marco, and I get that. Dude, I like Marco fine. But he's... Dude.
I mean, he was a Spike Dudley in this scenario, right?
Yeah, but I would have liked to seen Archer start with Jungle Boy. You know what I mean? Just
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Does he have to... Or even one of these guys that doesn't have a contract. You know what I mean? Just have him do...
Just like a normal squash match. You can toss Marco pretty far, though.
Correct, and it was good. It did what it was supposed to do. Archer looked all 6'5".
Yeah.
Roughing him up, throwing him around. It was good. Video package with Brody Lee here. Dark Order meeting. What'd you think about that?
It was okay. Yeah, again, I'm still not just overall thrilled with the direction.
It feels... Too mafia, not enough
cult.
Creepy. Yeah. Yeah, I want creepier. Dark Orders number 8 and 9 versus the Natural Nightmares, Dustin Rhodes and QT Marshall. There used to be a Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2. It's funny that I got Dark Order 8 and 9. That's awesome.
Not the A team, huh?
Okay. The Natural Nightmares have the assisted cutter win. Did you like this with Brandy?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed watching Dustin and QT wrestle.
Now, Brody went out and beat up his crew. Did you like that?
That was fine, yeah.
Now, where in here did Jericho talk about...
Did he release the dogs?
No, not yet.
That was the best video package of all time, and I will not have any criticism on that
statement. That was hilarious. But where in here did Jericho... He talked about how we're not like all these other factions. We're unified. Do you remember that?
We don't hit each other with our finishers and all that.
Yeah.
They've played that voice clip a couple times. I don't remember exactly where it was in the show, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah, because it does show they that, are. You know, right.
He's right.
There is the thing about their fact, the Dark Order is, you have this, the leader is feared, right? You have, the elite doesn't know who the leader is. Kenny thinks he's the leader. The Bucks think they're the leaders. Hangman doesn't think he's even in the group.
Yeah.
Cody obviously thinks he's the leader if you watch his intros. And yet, here we have the heel faction, and it's all for one.
They're cohesive.
And it had to be someplace in there where he was saying, Hagar's going to fight Moxley.
Yeah.
It had to be something like that because he's saying, I want Hagar to be the world champ. And even if he's the world champ, it doesn't matter. I'm still the champion. Right? Which is great. And it's one for all and all for one. If you're one for all and all for one, and you're also understand the pecking order and willing to cheat, that was what got the Four Horsemen where they went. And the Four Horsemen stayed on top always. Because Arn was never, until it was just over.
Yeah.
Arn was never willing to worry about the pecking order. Arn was always, I'm the lead general, I'm second in command, And, well, I'm not lead general. I'm second in command, and it's going to stay like that, and I'm always going to keep you from him. And you're going to have to go through him to get to me, and I'm going to hear about it if you're thinking about going through him, and me and whoever's going to take you out. And it was always like, and so this is a good, I'm starting to like this faction a little more and more as I'm getting away from disliking the seriousness.
Yes.
The lack of seriousness sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're trying to get away from that a little bit. Okay. Now, Jericho is on holiday, and this is the segment you're talking about.
Speaking of lack of seriousness.
Go. What did you think?
He did that gag again where he pours wine in the glass and then he drinks straight from the bottle.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
So funny. And he did that last time. He was at that palatial estate.
His backyard.
Of his palatial estate.
He got a nice place, though.
He does have a nice place, absolutely. The whole video package was great. He brings out a little t-shirt for Vanguard. It's adorable. He gives Vanguard the t-shirt, then later claims that Vanguard stole the t-shirt.
Well, we know for a fact he gave it to him. I saw him give it to him.
Yeah.
That was very much revisionist history. And then Vanguard left with it, which wasn't fair.
Vanguard, yeah, he just bounces.
Opening your home to him like that. And then he released the hounds.
Released the hounds, which I guess those are just his dogs.
Maybe. Does Jericho have that many dogs?
I would like, if I was rich and had a palatial estate like that, I would have that many dogs. I'd have more than that.
Of all sizes.
Of all sizes.
The shapes.
Absolutely.
So, what did we think about this segment? Ray, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Yes.
I think that's the only really way I can respond.
Yes.
Okay, you loved it.
I loved it.
I liked it too.
I think it's appropriately just fun.
And now, I don't have a problem with every wrestling company doing more of this kind of thing.
Put a little hokiness back into wrestling.
There's nothing wrong with that,
nothing
right?
Nothing wrong with it.
If everything winds up being a little impacty,
that's
fine. I'm okay with that, right? Okay, good. I'm with you on that. And I feel like that's where we're at with Matt Hardy. I feel like that's where we're at with The Fiend a little bit. I feel like that's where we're at with Jericho. And and even not so much with, like, that also opens the door for your, we just talked about him, skinny, Darby Allin, okay? Opens the door for that. Opens the door for Snake. It opens the door for the weirdness. You know what I mean? This is this little hokey thing. Well, if we're going to be lighthearted, then we can get weird too, right?
Absolutely.
And let's do all of that along with giving me Cody in a match where I've told a little bit of a story. And you can also start to mix fantasy and reality and have, you know, the Cody's looking over at Darby and being like, he's a little weird. Or they're looking at Matt and being like, because when we see Matt and Cody and them all in a ring together, that's going to be strange. They could turn that into something. You know what I mean? As well. You know, okay. Then we get a video of the Young Bucks where Nick isn't. Two things I took out of this. One, Nick isn't ready to fight yet. Usually when you go and you see somebody training, there's a lot of, I can't wait to get back in there and get me some. This was I don't know if I'm ready yet. Which is a different style of story, right?
I appreciated it.
I also like, which one was it? Was it, Matt's the one with the now beard,
Chop,
right?
Chops.
Chops.
So no, he has chops and like a beard now.
Yeah, he
it's,
has.
It's weird. I can't get you, I don't think I'll ever be able to get used to it. But he said, it was scary, man. I almost became a singles wrestler. Not, it was scary, man. My brother almost died.
Oof. I almost became a singles wrestler. The other thing that was interesting, though, my main takeaway of all this was Nick doesn't know who did it.
Nick didn't know who did it?
Nick said, he said, I can't believe the Inner Circle did that to you. Nick said, I don't know who did it.
Oh, my God.
I think Cody's like, God, when is the Revival going to get off contract? We need to sign him so we can put him in this.
Or what if it's Cody? What if it's Hangman?
Who knows?
What if it's...
Is there a traitor?
What if it's Matt?
What if it's Matt? It wasn't Cody. Cody was in the ring.
Cody was in the ring. Where was Matt at?
Where was Matt at?
Dude, you could go anywhere with this. You could hold this out. You could have him come back, win the belts together.
What if it was Pharaoh? Probably not. Pharaoh. I don't think Pharaoh can operate a sliding door.
All he had to do was pull, though, right?
That's a dog can do that.
Just so you know, I'm literally clenching my teeth with my head leaned up like I'm grabbing a rope. Because I'm an idiot. Okay.
This is a visual medium.
Yes. Okay. Cody and Darby versus Sammy and Sean. I thought that was good stuff, too.
Great little match. The TV tournament bracket was revealed.
Yeah. The finish was what now? We had a chair pass around. The chair getting passed around distracts everybody, and Darby gets rolled up by Sean. And Darby's bigger than Sean, so that would make sense in that scenario. That worked. Then Cody winds up kind of getting dropped by Darby at the end to give us a little bit of heat.
Thought that was interesting.
So if they were to meet in the next round, you got a little something between them already to start with. I'm excited about now the one thing we didn't mention is they announced a tournament on Dark, and they're going into it a TNT title. Shoot, Go Home Heat Kid.
Do you not like it?
Do you like the TNT title name?
I dislike it. Because imagine if WWE made a... Well, no, a Fox title would probably be worse. Imagine if WWE made a USA... Well, they already have a USA belt.
It's the United States.
Imagine if...
It counts.
What if they made a Snickers belt?
What if they made a Vince McMahon title?
That's what we're talking about with the Dreamer belt, though.
We wanted a Dreamer belt.
It's just a title.
You don't like the TNT title, though.
I don't. I think they should have gone with something classic, like
TV not, title,
like an, a TV. Like that. If we a TV title.
They have or a TV title though on AEW
or an Intercontinental.
I mean, on
NWA.
NWA, right?
Or maybe
right.
like a Venezuelan title, or I don't
know. They're not in Venezuela though.
Who cares?
Listen, some people are.
But, okay. Right. But you do like the tournament, though. You like tournament formats. Like, you like your wrestling and tournaments.
I like the tournaments. I like the tournament format. I just think the title name is really dumb.
Right.
It's not my favorite.
But now, when you think about it now, I don't know about... Here's the other thing, though. What's the name of the show?
AEW Dynamite.
What is TNT?
Dynamite.
It's even in a song. TNT.
Dynamite. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So... The other thing is, when you start looking at the landscape, there's a lot. You know, there's a secondary title on NWA that's called what?
The TV title. Oh no, the North American belt.
North American. You also have a TV. Then you have the NWA title. You have a WWE title, a Universal title. You have an Intercontinental. You have a US title. You have a Cruiserweight Championship. You have an X Division Championship.
Have an Impact IWGP. Wrestling.
At some point, you got to come up with a name. TNT does match up with Dynamite a little bit. Although, you know what they should have done?
What?
And I bet they don't. I bet you couldn't because somebody else owns it. A Nitro title. But yeah. You know good and well Vince wasn't giving that up. No. Right? Right. Okay.
He's like, no, that's my trophy.
Yes. That is his trophy. Right. It's on his wall. If you're a hunter and you have a boar's head. Exactly. He's got Nitro on his wall. Eric Bischoff and Ted Turner's little head sticking out. Okay.
A stuffed Tony head up there.
Yes.
Vince Russo's head like above it.
Oh my God. Actually, Vince Russo is somewhere like getting checks every week because he went down there and ruined it.
Exactly.
Vince McMahon's like, my plan.
The best part was, though, the little shoot, the best part was Russo and Bret Hart were unwitting participants. Okay, so for you love this week.
It was good. There is a couple new things.
Give us some stuff.
New Japan content. Jared. There's a movie starring Tanahashi. My dad is a heel wrestler up on New Japan World with English subtitles.
Nice.
It looks really fun. He plays the cockroach. They also put up a match.
Wait,
where they wrestle.
Like, is he wrestling?
Or is he like a cockroach?
He's not
from
a cockroach.
The Cats movie.
No. It's not like cats.
Okay.
No, he plays a wrestler who is
slightly relieved,
wrestler.
Slightly disappointed.
I know how it is. He plays a heel wrestler.
I would have
that
killed
is the cockroach.
I would have killed for Tanahashi to be in Cats.
I would too. I would have seen it at that point.
Yes. Go ahead.
But movie looks really good. It's got a lot of cameos. They even had like a special.
Okay, does the match. Movie does the movie look good or fun?
Fun, probably.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. I haven't actually seen it. It looks fun though. They had like a promotional match for it where they wrestled in character, where it's like Togi Makabe and Okada, Tanahashi, and I think it was Taguchi, where they all wrestle in character. Okada's Dragon George. Dragon George.
Now, where is that to be found?
Well, that match, it got uploaded recently, like right next to the. If you look in the like recent tab on New Japan World, it's like right next to the movie where there's just. Like,
you can watch them both on New Japan World.
Yes,
NJPW okay. World. Okay. The movie and the match. I got it. I got
to say, I don't think I'll ever be able to see Okada as George.
Dragon George.
George.
I love the post-match things. He's just like, hey, I would love to face Kazuchika Okada.
Right.
For the title.
Right.
George. It's like Okada has never answered Dragon George. It's rude.
What if he came out as his gimmick in TNA?
Came out as Okado.
Okado.
Came out looking like the Green Hornet.
No.
All right.
He
all
looked
right.
like he was. Who did he look like? He looked like. Who is that dude? The robber in. That.
The Incredibles.
That moment in TNA, not TNA. That moment in WWE where every gimmick was over the top. Who was the robber?
The Repo Man.
The Repo Man. He looked like the Repo Man in TNA.
A robber is not a Repo Man. Those are different.
I mean.
A robber is a repo man that's been allowed to go steal.
That is the...
A repo man at one time was a robber. Now he's gone legit.
That's the privateer of the pirates. You
know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So, for New Japan Jared, Go Home Heat Kid Ray, for me, KP, this has been a Go Home Heat production, copyright 2020. Thank you so much. Go home. What do you think?
Hell yeah, brother.